seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام قل الحق وإن كان فيه هلاكك فإن فيه نجاتك ودع الباطل وإن كان فيه نجاتك فإن فيه هلاكك.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, speak the truth even if it entails your own ruin, for verily your deliverance is therein. And abandon falsehood, even if it entails your deliverance, for truly therein is your ruin.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful conversations and the golden dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence talked about worshipping when it came to the conversations and the dialogues with his friends, his family members, and his relatives. And when it comes to worshipping, of course, we find that Imam al-Kazim, he spoke to his companions and he spoke to his relatives and the people in general. He taught them via these conversations that worshipping Allah is something that has no limits. Now, this might seem a little bit strange to us, and we might think, well, how is it possible that worshipping Allah has no limits? But interestingly, it is true. For if we look at the way that worshipping is and its essence, we worship Allah based upon the fact that He deserves to be worshipped. Now, how much does Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, truly deserve to be worshipped? Well, the limits to the worship that Allah deserves is truly limitless.
And so in this conversation, Imam al-Kadhim says to his companion, do not take out of yourself this idea that you are falling short of worshipping Allah. For surely all the worship that is assigned to Allah, the Great, the Almighty, is worship that is less than what is due to Him. And so in this response to this question from his companion asking him about the limits of worship, we find that Imam al-Kadhim really said that no matter how much we worship Allah, it is less than what Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, deserves. Of course, when you start to think about the attributes of Allah, you do realize that no matter how much we worship Allah, it is less than what is truly due to Him. And so, dear friends, we should try our best to worship Allah as much as we can, but with sincerity, with a purity of heart, and a purity of intention. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. The period of the leadership of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, in this timeline of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt after they no longer had governance, they no longer ruled after Imam al-Mujtaba's few months. The movement arrived at a very critical moment at the time of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi. That moment is that while the people were encouraged to rise for justice, rise to have Islam rule, to have the Quran rule, to have those who know the Quran rule, to have those who know the Prophet and his Sunnah to rule, to have those that the Prophet said, they along with the Quran I'm leaving behind. And if you grab a hold of these two, the Quran and Itrati Ahla Bayti, you will not be lost. They were encouraging the people, educating the people, spreading this information from Islam about what is correct authority and rule in Islam and what is injustice and what the people's responsibility towards it is. This movement had begun and it had reached a point where people were willing to come out and rise, and they were willing to come and sacrifice, they were willing to fight, and they did come forward.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.